Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Tanakh B'Shanah for this week. We are up to Sefer Mishlei, which means we're really getting close to the end, which is very exciting. So this week, we are focusing on Sefer Mishlei. Sefer Mishlei is in the section of Tanakh called Ketuvim, Writings, and it is also in a subcategory of Ketuvim that is referred to as the wisdom literature. That's Mishlei, Iyov, Kohelet, Shir HaShirim, and Tehillim. That these are the books that we attribute to Shlomo HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech and David HaMelech that are meant to impart wisdom. So Sefer Mishlei focuses on different aspects of wisdom all throughout. The first nine prakim focus on discussion on how to conduct our lives, and chapters 10 through 31 focus on the principles of life. Now, as opposed to many other Sfarim, there isn't a storyline in Sefer Mishlei. Rather, it is a number of Mishalim, parables, and often each one is studied individually. So what we are going to do is we are going to look at one or two of the Mishalim, one or two Psukim on their own, and the lessons that we can learn from them. That's what's so fantastic about Sefer Mishlei, is that it is so jam-packed that each Pasuk can be pulled out and can be a shiur in and of itself. More challenging for Tanakh B'Shanah, but fantastic in terms of our learning. So I want to start in Mishlei Parak Aleph Pasuk Zayin. And the Pasuk reads, Yirat Hashem Reshit Da'at, Chachma Umusar Avilim Bazu. It says, fear of knowledge, fools despise wisdom and discipline. So again, the Pasuk, Yirat Hashem Reshit Da'at, Chachma Umusar, that it says the beginning of wisdom and knowledge and is fear of God. And then again in Mishlei Parak Tet Pasuk Yud, it says Tchilat Chachma, the beginning of wisdom, Yirat Hashem V'Da'at Kedoshim Bina. The beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Now, these may ring a bell and may sound similar to the more famous formulation of this pasuk, which is in Sefer Tehillim, which is Reshit Chachma Yirat Hashem. Sichal Tov L'chol Oseihem Tehilatso Omed Et La'ad. The beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord. All who practice it gain sound understanding. Praise of Him is everlasting. So what is the common factor between each of these three psukim, the two we have in Mishlei and the one in Tehillim, is Reshit Chachma Yiras Hashem, that the beginning of wisdom seems to come from fear of God. So now I want to think about a situation. Let's say I was going to talk about somebody. I may say, you know what, they're a real Talmud Chacham and a Yirei Shamayim. Why would I state both of those things? I would specify each of those things because it is possible, seemingly, to be one of those things without being the other. We all know there are many highly intelligent people in the world, so we may call them Talmidei Chachamim, or just Chachamim on their own. However, they may not be the biggest Yirei Shamayim. There might be great philosophers and professors who are extremely intelligent, very smart, very knowledgeable, but do not have fear of God, are not either what we would consider to be God-fearing or following in the ways of God, or just are not religious people, but we'd still say they are intelligent, they are Talmidei Chachamim. And on the other side, we might say there is someone who is a tremendous Yirei Shamayim. There is someone who has a tremendous fear of God, who follows in all of God's ways and listens to Hashem in the best way possible, and we feel that they are a tremendous Yirei Shamayim. However, they're not necessarily a Talmud Chacham, that we know those people who are simple and pure and follow in Hashem's ways and have a tremendous amount of Yirei Shamayim, but are not the most intelligent. And I personally, and many others, would have no problem saying that those things can exist regardless of the other. That someone can be smart and intelligent without being a Yirei Shamayim, and they can be a Yirei Shamayim without necessarily being an intellectual. However, Shlomo HaMelech has stated twice in Sefer Mishlei that Reishis Chachma, the beginning of Chachma, Da'at, Bina, Musar, the beginning of understanding all these things, knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and each of these can be understood differently, is Yirat Hashem. So what I want to look at now is, why is that? Why does Shlomo HaMelech seem to say that these two things are not mutually exclusive? They cannot exist on their own. One must be a Yirei Shamayim in order to be considered a Talmid Chacham. And we're going to go through a number of approaches to answering this question. So the first we are going to look at is Rashi on our original Pasuk. And Rashi says, Yiras Hashem Rishit Da'at. That the beginning of fear of Hashem, that fear, the knowledge begins with fear of Hashem. Ad kan pireish letzorach ma'as Shlomo haSefer hazeh. Says until this point in the Sefer, Shlomo HaMelech has been describing why he wrote this Sefer. Vata, and here matchil haSefer yirat Hashem rishidat. And this is the beginning of actually jumping into the Sefer. And Shlomo HaMelech starts this portion with saying that before you could have any da'at, before you could have any knowledge or understanding, you must start with Yirat Hashem, with fear of Hashem. He trumat ikar hada'at, because this is the essential part of knowledge. V'hi tiyeh lecha rishona, and this will be first and foremost of all importance to you. La'da'at lifnei chachmateich hakdim liyira. You must have fear of Hashem before you try to achieve chachma, before you try to achieve wisdom. Im yotzracha, lira im yotzracha, v'hi titim b'lvavcha la'asot b'chachma u'bedat, ki ha'evilim asher inam yure'im et Hashem, him bozim et ha'chachma et ha'masar. He says, if you try to approach wisdom and understanding and knowledge without the prerequisite of fear of Hashem, you are going to make a mockery of all of the knowledge. You are not going to be able to properly understand what you are trying to understand, and you are going to completely make a mockery of it. And that's why it says, the fools despise wisdom and knowledge. That Rashi is saying, you are not able to achieve true understanding of wisdom and chachma and knowledge without having the prerequisite of Yiras Hashem, because it sets you on the right path to be able to properly understand. So Rashi's approach is nice, but still somewhat vague. So we're going to delve deeper. The Chumash Anak on Mishlei on the same pasuk states, "Efshar shehakavana deikar hamuser hu habanoi al pi haTorah deskulat haTorah lihinatzel miyitzer hara." So he's kind of expounding on what Rashi said, and he says, the core piece of muser, which we usually understand as rebuke or self-refinement, who have anoy al pi haTorah, that the key to refining oneself is Torah, diskulat haTorah lihinatzel miyitzer hara, because Torah has the ability to save us from the yitzer hara. Ve'az yoel hamuser me'od, and only once you have this prerequisite of Torah can you truly approach self-refinement in the proper way, free of the influences of the yitzer hara. Ve'zeshakatov yirat Hashem hi Torah. That when it says in this pasuk that Yiras Hashem is a prerequisite for knowledge, Yiras Hashem is referring to knowledge of Torah. De'az avid umehani de'avilim suvrim de'musar al piyasichal kumusrei ha'filosofim sagi. He says the misunderstanding of the fools is that they think that you are able to achieve self-refinement and true knowledge in the world simply by way of your intellect, that they think that intellect is all you need to achieve knowledge. And therefore, they are not able to properly integrate their knowledge into their lives. That attempting self-refinement without the lens of Torah is useless. He says it's klum, it's nothingness. That he said the proper path is that you must first accept upon yourself Yiras Hashem through the way of Torah, that you must take Torah and use it to develop your Yiras Hashem. Only once you have properly developed this lens may you then move on to Musar, which is self-refinement. So once you achieve Yiras Hashem and this acceptance of Torah, you can move on to trying to understand Chachma, to learning more in the world, to achieving knowledge, and to achieving Musar, to using that knowledge to reflect back on yourself. So the Chumash HaNak is saying, like Rashi, that Torah or Yiras Shamayim provides us with a proper lens through which to achieve Chachma and Musar, to achieve knowledge and refinement of ourselves. And without Torah and without Yirat Shamayim, they are nothing. So if we try to apply these similar approaches back to our original idea, why is it that Shlomo HaMelech is saying that we can't have someone who is a Talmid Chacham without being a Yirei Shamayim? Because he says that the Chachma that they achieve will not be true Chachma. It will be worth nothing because it will not have been achieved through the proper lens, and therefore it will not amount to anything, that it will not amount to true knowledge. The Malbim says a similar idea slightly differently. So the Malbim says, Hinei kol chachma yesh la hatchala. He says, to every form of knowledge, there is a starting point, there is a basis. Sha'al yada tivada ha-chachma, that on this starting point, the chachma is built, v'hem yisodeha, and these are its roots. Kimo she'chachmat ha-handasa, he says, for example, engineering. Tivnei yisodeha al ha-chosh, u'misochalat harishona, is based on the original principles and the original thinkers. That if we didn't have the principles of physics, we wouldn't be able to then move on to engineering. That for every type of knowledge, there is a basic starting point and basis. Chachmat ha-teva, knowledge of nature, miyosedet al habchina ve-nisayon. That natural sciences are based in experimentation, hypotheses, and the scientific method. Aval chachmat ha-Torah, the chachma, the knowledge of Torah, the chachmat ha-mido, and the knowledge of our own character traits, of refining ourselves, ha-nizkaret b'sefer hazeh, which is what is discussed in this sefer, b'shem chachma stam, that he claims that whenever it refers to stam chachma, it talks about only chachma in this sefer, it is referring specifically to chachmat ha-Torah, to knowledge of Torah and chachmat ha-mido, knowledge of our character traits. It is not based merely in intellectual pursuits, merely in our minds. Rather, its basis is in Hashem. It's not in something that we originate. Rather, it is originated from Hashem. If so, impossible to try to achieve true Chachmat HaTorah by other means than through belief in Hashem, because it is the basis on which Chachmat HaTorah is built. It would be like trying to understand engineering without the basic knowledge of physics, that you can't achieve one without having understood the other. So he says you must understand Hashem, you must have worked on your belief in Hashem in order to try to understand Chachmat HaTorah. That only through understanding Hashem can we understand the principles that he has given us. And only then can you achieve honest, true knowledge. And then you come to general knowledge. But only through your belief in Hashem, which lays out the principles by which we understand wisdom. These are like understanding the basic principles of physics. For example, he would say, someone who tries to understand Torah on a purely academic, purely intellectual level is never going to attain a full achievement of understanding of Torah because they do not understand the basic principle, which is Emunah and Hashem. So they can't possibly move on to the higher level of understanding when they don't have the basic foundational understandings. So these are the three basic approaches to how we understand why Shlomo HaMelech believes it is so important to understand Yiras Hashem and belief in Hashem before moving on to Chachma. The Mishnah in Perkei Avos expands on this idea of Shlomo HaMelech, and it says, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer, Rabbi Chanina says, Kol shirat chet'o kotemet lechachmato. Anyone whose fear of sin comes before his wisdom, chachmato mitkayemet. His wisdom will last forever. V'kol shechachmato kudemet liyirat chato, and anyone who places his wisdom before his yirat shamayim, before his fear of sin, In Chachma Tomit Kayemet, his wisdom will not last. Hu Hayah Omer, Kol Shemaasav Merubin Michachmato, anyone whose actions are greater than his wisdom, Chachmato Mit Kayemet, his wisdom will eventually last. V'chol Shachachmato Merubah Mimaasav, and anyone whose wisdom is greater than his actions, in Chachmato Mit Kayemet. So this is the portion in Pirkei Avos where it is talking all the balancing. Later on in this Mishnah is in Kamach in Torah. It's all about the balancing act, about which things will cause our Torah to be sustained and which things will not. And one of the core aspects, he says, is you must first have Yirat Hachit, fear of sin, Yirat Shamayim, fear of Hashem, before you move on to achieving Chachma. The Bar Tanura on this Mishnah in Masachar Avot says, Kol shirato chato kudem l'chachmato. Ani shamati, he says, I heard, shemachdim imachshavato yirat chato l'chachmato. That anyone who precedes his yirat shamayim to his wisdom, shehu choshi b'libo, elmad b'shvil she'eye yirachit, v'ze al derach sha'amru t'chilat ha'machshava sof ha'ma'aseh. That he says, what does this mean that someone has to put their yirat hachit before their chachma? That they have to have worked on and developed their yirat hachit, not say, I will learn and then eventually I will come to yirat hachit. That one might say, it's fine, I'm going to start learning without any of the basic principles and I'll come to the basic principles eventually. And he says, this type of wisdom will not last. He says, rather, you must first work on yourself, first work on your Yirat Shamayim, and then you will be able to move on to true learning and understanding. And this will eventually reflect itself back on your actions. That you work on your beliefs, you then move on to learning and understanding, and through this proper learning, it will then reflect back on you, and you will be able to carry out proper actions. And he continues on and says, V'kol shechachmato kudemet liyirat chato, and anyone who places wisdom before his yirat hachit, she'eno lomeid al menat la'asot ho'il ve'ein libo pune liyirat chit. And he says, if anyone learns simply for the sake of learning and not for the sake of it reflecting back on his actions, he won't eventually become a yirat chit. That it won't have this effect. That when you hear of somebody who wants to delve into Gemara just for the academic pursuit, that they want to look at this as an intellectual exercise and they are not thinking how they can improve themselves and how can they affect their actions through this. At the end of the day, they will not accomplish their goal. They will not be able to learn properly, as we saw from Rashi and as we had seen from Rashi and the Chumash Anak, but also they will not be able to, in the end of the day, reflect back on their actions. And finally, Reb Chaim Friedlander, and then we're going to conclude with one more idea. Reb Chaim Friedlander in Sifsei Chaim says, the Holy Torah in the revelation of God to the Jewish nation in which he placed the ability to perfect man. Torah, as it name connotes, teaches man how to live. Torah Chaim means a complete life of good attributes and performing mitzvah in accordance with God's will. The purpose of Torah is not just to make a person wiser, but through it, one can ethically develop and educate himself to achieve perfection. Any wisdom that does not improve the human character is not classified as wisdom. So he's saying that Shlomo HaMelech is placing such importance on developing our Yirat Shamayim before our learning so that we can approach learning through the proper lens. That, as Reb Chaim Friedlander says, we don't believe in learning for the sake of it remaining in an academic pursuit. We believe in our learning affecting us, in our learning making us into a better person. And he says the only way to approach our learning in this way is to first have developed our Yirat Shamayim. That, again, the steps are Yirat Shamayim, so that you can approach your learning in a proper way. And when you approach the learning in the proper way, you will then be able to take it back and use it to improve your actions, which is how we understand Torah as Torah Chaim. The Torah is a Torah that affects our lives and doesn't remain as an academic pursuit. He says, the nations of the world do not merit a divine revelation of Torah. Therefore, their quest for knowledge is for the purpose of gaining wisdom alone and does not instruct man to perfect his character. They are also of the opinion that the purpose of knowledge is to advance man, meaning that through wisdom he will rule over nature and make it subservient to his needs in a more efficient way. However, this wisdom does not inherently improve a person's character. So he says we have a different approach to wisdom than many nations of the world, that we do have this idea that wisdom is meant to improve us. Wisdom is meant to affect our lives. And that's why we must approach our learning with a level of already understood Yirat Shamayim. Finally, to conclude, the Gemara in Brachot says, that there are different brachot when we see different types of things, that there aren't just brachot on things that we eat or natural occurrences such as thunder and lightning. Rather, there are also brachot that we make on specific type of people. Two of these brachot are on different types of Talmidei Chachamim. However, the Gemara notes, Haro'eh Chachmei Yisrael, someone who sees a wise person from Am Yisrael, says, Baruch Shechalak Mechachmato Lireyav, blessed is the one that shares from his knowledge to those who fear him. However, if one sees Chachmei Avodei Chachamim, a Chacham from the nations of the world, they should say, Baruch Shenatan Mechachmato Libriyosav. They should say, blessed is the one who gave from his knowledge to his creations. So the difference is, if you see a Talmid Chacham from Am Yisrael, you say Shechalak, that Hashem shared from his knowledge. And when you see a Talmid Chacham from the nations of the world, you say Baruch Shenatan, blessed is the one who gives. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch tries to give an explanation of why do we have these two separate brachot, and I think through this understanding of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we can apply this entire message that we see in Mishlei back to ourselves. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, Haro'eh Chacham Gadol Batorah Miyisrael, one who sees a Chacham and a Gadol Batorah, one who is wise and in Torah, Mevarech Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shechalak Mechachmaso Lireyav. Blessed is the one who shares from his wisdom to those who fear him. Heim Shechalak Eilu Udvikim Bo. Why is this? Because the Talmid Chacham remains connected to Hashem. Lachin Omer, therefore it says, Shechalak, that shared, the Haro'et Talmid Chacham Gadol Mechachmaso Mechachmat ha'olam, me'almot ha'olam, mevarech baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, shenatan mechachmato lebasar v'dam. That says that Hashem had to share it. So what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is telling us, that when Hashem shares from his knowledge with those who fear him, from Talmidei Chachamim in Torah and in mitzvot, they are so connected from Hashem that the knowledge does not have to separate from Hashem in order to be connected to them. That they are dvikim v'Hashem, they are connected to Hashem. So when Hashem shares his knowledge with them, it remains connected to Hashem because they are all one. And therefore we see this image of Talmidei Chachamim clinging to Hashem and the Talmidei Chachamim and Hashem sharing from the same knowledge. Whereas one who approaches Chachma as something separate from their Yirat Shamayim, Hashem will still give them chachma in some way, but they will not achieve through it this connection to Hashem. So this message of Shlomo HaMelech in Sefer Mishlei is that there are four types of chachma that are discussed in Sefer Mishlei. There's intelligence, there's intellect, there's knowledge of how to perform different actions. But for each one of these things, the basis of all chachma, as Shlomo HaMelech is saying, is first achieving a fear of Hashem, a connection to Hashem. This idea of using our chachma as a method to improve ourselves. And Shlomo HaMelech says, when you develop this Yiras Hashem and then go on to learning, you are able to take this learning and take it to a higher level and use it to connect to Hashem. So if we read through Sefer Mishlei with this lens, we are able to look at how every different type of chachma that's discussed in Sefer Mishlei and every action that we can do that is discussed in Sefer Mishlei can in some way be used to connect us back to Hashem. And therefore, each aspect can be used to better ourselves. So my bracha is, may you now look back at Sefer Mishlei and be able to take each pasuk and realize that through learning this, you can improve yourself. Have a good week, and I hope to see you next week.